the University of Essex podcast, your non-stop shop to learn about our research, hear genuine student experiences, and to get all your questions answered.
Welcome to Understanding University, the ultimate uni podcast. My name is Katie and I work for the University of Essex outreach team, helping to deliver activities and events to support students and guide them on their higher education journeys. The outreach team believe that all students, regardless of their background, education or where they come from, should have an equal opportunity to discover whether higher education could be part of their future. Our podcast is designed to give listeners an insight into university life, including the journey before, during and after, dispel some of the myths out there and also motivate and excite you to achieve your potential. If you'd like to know more or have any questions, please contact us by emailing outreach@essex.ac.uk.
Hello and welcome back to Understanding Uni, the Ultimate University Guide. My name is Izzy. I'm part of the outreach team here at the University of Essex. And today I am joined by Paul, who is part of the fees and funding team here at the University of Essex. If you'd like to introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi there. My name's Paul Johnson. I work as a financial support officer in the funding team. So really what we do, our main sort of four or five areas we work in is we manage the support funds. So we do a lot of work with students who are in financial hardship. So that's obviously one of our main things. We look at care experience in the strange bursary students. We look at refugee students and grad assistant students, students who need DSA support with a laptop per contributions, and more recently the conflicts in Ukraine support fund. So that's really the funds that we manage. We also obviously get a lot of student advice, whether that's UK students or whether that's international students, right the way across the board. We do a lot of events, so we did a lot of the applicant days, we did a lot of clearing days, we work very hard during National Student Money Week, as I'm sure you can imagine. We get a part in Climate Action Week in terms of sustainability, and we work with Skills Fest in, at the Freshers' Fair. We assist other teams, we assist with Swiss, we assist with income, progress and admissions. So there's a lot of teams that we sort of liaise with on a regular basis in just in terms of funding. And we work with the other parts of our team. So we have other funding managers that work in other parts of the team. So that's really what we do. There's a team of nine of us now. There was three last year, there's now nine. So it's busy.
Oh, wow. So grown quite a lot then, which is great. That's so great to hear. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit about your team and kind of what you guys get up to. So today we're kind of looking at students that are classed as refugees. Sure. And how they can go about finding a little bit more information about applying to university, the kind of financial support packages, I guess, that are available sure. for them at the University of Essex specifically, to make sure that they don't feel like there's a barrier against them because of their kind of current life situation.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. I mean, I think the main thing to say is that once they've achieved refugee status, they're treated very much as a home student. So they are able to apply for SFE funding, and that's for tuition fees and for maintenance loan. And they are treated very much, as for the purpose of student loans, as a home student. That's really interesting. Basically, what they need, obviously, to get that is to have a letter from the Home Office or their BRP. So once they've got that as a refugee, they are a home student. So that's really interesting. That's really good. Mm-hmm. So that's no better than any other student. But what they do on top of that from Essex, what we do here through our funding team, is we have about three major funding streams. On a competitive level, there's the University of Sanctuary Scholarship, which is quite a very lucrative award. So tuition fees are waived on a one-year full-time postgraduate taught master's programme. They get free accommodation, they get £6,000 living costs. Now, this is competitive. There's only two that are given every year. And it's split into two main streams, one of which is looking more at the human rights side. So there's seven courses which can apply for that first section. And all the other postgrad courses can apply for the second side. And I know this year, because it was quite a new scheme, there was only about 8 or 9 applicants for the scheme. I think next year there'll be a lot more. And I think that the actual date ran out, I think, on the 31st of June for that scheme. But it will certainly continue into the next academic year and the academic year after that. And as part of the University of Sanctuary Students, there's about 102 universities in the country that cover that, of which we are very proud to be one. And the main thing behind that is we offer the pastoral support as well. So any student that's a refugee automatically goes into our Swiss programme. And I know that you've spoken to my Swiss colleague earlier. I think that some of the podcasts are reflected by them as well. So that's really good as well. See, not only the financial side, they also get the pastoral side of it.
Oh, that's really, really great to hear.
Yeah.
So I know that you mentioned a couple of other ones as well. We'll go into those in a little bit of detail in a second. So with the University of Sanctuary scholarship, you mentioned there's seven courses on one side, but kind of like the human rights side. For these ones, if a student has applied to university, has refugee status, it's great to hear that they're treated as a home student. That's really great. And students aren't always aware of that, so it's really good to be able to share that information for them. When they're applying, for these courses, if they're applying to these specific courses that we've kind of alluded to within the human rights kind of programmes, are these automatically assigned to them, or do they... Because I know there's only one or two given out each year. What I'm trying to ask is, would you be able to give us a little bit of an explanation of kind of the application process for it, and how they, because it's competitive, what they need to do from their end?
Sure. I mean, all of the scholarships at Essex predominantly are the ones people that you apply for. So this is a very, very simple online, well, it's not a simple online process, it's an online process. All the information is through the University of Essex website. So you go down to the scholarships page, which has got rafts and rafts of information. I mean, the most difficult thing is finding which bit you can apply for. You know, there's so much information on there. So this is any of the competitive scholarships you apply for. There's many scholarships that people do get that are automatic, but not necessarily for the refugees. So the refugee one, this certainly is a competitive one. All the information is on the website. So if you're looking at the fees and funding scholarship section of the website, details will be on there. So, the two sections, two awards per year. I know that process is going on now. I spoke to my colleague earlier. So,
great. Thank you so much. So their best bet is kind of have a look on the website and it will go through the whole process of what they need to do. If there's any, I guess, if there's any evidence they need to provide and things like that.
Of course.
Great. Thank you so much. I know you mentioned there are two other kind of paths of funding, I guess, that are available for refugees. Would you be able to share a little bit about those?
Yeah, I mean, the second one, which is applies to all Essex refugees, so every single refugee student at Essex, if they apply for this, they will get it. And this is the University of Essex Refugee Bursary. So this year, so 2022-2023, we awarded 34 scholarships. It's a payment of £1,500 that's payable in May. So basically, if you're a refugee and your maintenance loan has run out, this covers the May, June, July period until you go into the next academic year. That's the thinking behind it. So basically, you only have to be a full-time or part-time registered student at Essex. You're eligible already for UK home fees and funding, which we've already spoken about. You're an undergraduate or postgraduate study, and you can prove that you are a refugee. And that, the simple process, we have a very good system online. And again, when I come onto the third funding stream, it also follows the same way of doing it. We work in partnership with a company called Black Bullion, which is an online presence. They work with about 25 or 30 different universities. And what they do is they manage our funds for us. So when you apply for a fund, whether it's the Hardship Fund, which we'll talk about in a minute, or the Essex Refugee Fund, it's all through Black Bullion Online. So basically, you go onto the Black Bullion website, you register, you get an account. Once you've got an account, you can fill in the details of the appropriate fund that you're applying for. The refugee fund is very, very simple, because all you have to do is prove that you're at Essex, that you're registered, and that you're a refugee. Three things, and you will get the money. So that's a very simple process. We look at these every week, and as I say, the payments aren't until May. So when you apply for it, doesn't really matter, because the payments are always made at the same time.
Oh, that's really useful to know. And it's really good to hear that it's such a broad spectrum of students, refugee students, that can apply for it. Because I think quite often students that are on part-time courses, there don't tend to be as many kind of scholarships or bursaries readily available for them. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think quite often it's for students that are full-time undergraduate or postgraduate students. There doesn't always tend to be some that are for part-time. So that's really great to hear that it's available for full-time, part-time, undergraduate and postgraduate students. So that's really good to hear. And I'm sure a lot of students, that would be kind of reassuring for them to know that that is still an option for them if perhaps they've already got a degree, but they want to do some further study, knowing that there is an option for them to be able to get a little bit of extra financial support.
The only caveat, slight caveat, is if you are part-time, then you would qualify for 50% of that. Mm-hmm. But almost all our postgrad courses are full-time anyway. you know, there's very few that aren't. So you get more into the PGR, which isn't covered by that anyway. So this is the postgrad and undergrad. So certainly that's the second fund, but it's very simple to apply for. All payments are made at the same time in May. And so we made 34 this year, and we paid 41 last year. And one of the differences is that was this year, obviously, the Ukraine fund kicks in as well. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, that stopped now, but we had the Ukraine fund for Ukraine refugees, which, again, were treated as home students. So we had about 8 or 9 of those last year as well. So that was quite interesting from a Ukraine fund point of view. The third fund, which I'll go on to as well, which mm-hmm. is also through Black Bullion Online, which is the Hardship Fund. And this is for all students. So whether you're a refugee or a non-refugee, doesn't matter, but it still applies for refugees. So I think it's absolutely relevant in this case, you know. So the Hardship Fund is a bag of money we were given from philanthropy, which goes to back up students who are in financial hardship. And many of the refugees who have qualified for the refugee bursary have also applied and got this year Hardship Fund. So the maximum amount is £1,500. We spent a lot of our time on it this year through the funding team. One of the reasons we expanded so greatly was to manage this hardship fund, which has mushroomed enormously over the last couple of years in terms of amount and qualifications. Because even 2 years ago, international students weren't able to apply for it, but they are now. And Essex is one of the few places where that applies, which is really good. So the hardship fund, you apply again through Black Bullion. There's some more data to upload, some more information, things like bank statements, things like if you're applying for energy assistance, energy bills, if you're applying for rent assistance, we need to see tenancy agreements, that sort of stuff. But again, not a difficult process. Certainly, the difficulty comes in with people not uploading the correct information. I mean, we can process these in 5 to 10 minutes if we get all the right information, and awards can be made very quickly. So this is the third stream, a funding stream, really, that refugees can apply for. And as I say, I would think of the 34 refugees that have applied for the Essex Refugee this year, probably over 30 have also applied for the Hardship Fund. You can have them both at the same time, not a problem.
That's really good to know, especially for students, because sometimes when you're looking to apply for different kind of bursaries or scholarships, they tend to have like caveats, or there are only certain things you can do or that you can apply for if you're also applying for this specific bursary. Yeah, so that's good to know that they can apply for both the refugee kind of bursary and the hardship fund as well.
Yeah.
So you mentioned, I've been thinking about it, the University of Sanctuary scholarship that we offer here at the University of Essex. You mentioned that not only do you provide kind of a financial side to it, that you have the pastoral side to it as well. Would you mind just touching on it lightly, kind of how that works for students?
Yeah, I think, quite clearly, if you're a refugee, you've come from a perilous situation and you've come to a foreign country, which is very, very alien. Even things as simple as the climate, you know, these are the sort of things that when you speak to refugees, and unfortunately I don't speak to all that many in my role, because obviously the funding side is predominantly down through online. But certainly talking to my Swiss colleagues who do deal with these people, every single refugee through this scholarship gets a caseworker just by being here. So that's a one-to-one presence that they can link with at any time. And really it's just looking at how you adapt to UK life. It might even be things as simple as setting up bank accounts, these sort of things. So these are very, very normal things to UK students. But if you come into a very... I always look at it the other way around. If I went out to Pakistan or Afghanistan, would I know how to set up a bank account? And the answer is, of course, I wouldn't. But it would be nice to have that support. And through this University of Sanctuary student scholarships, every single one of those gets their own caseworker. Obviously, Swiss will be the best people to speak to about this, but certainly my context with them is that they provide a fantastic service.
Great.
And as I say, that's for all students, irrelevant of they get a caseworker, whether they utilise that caseworker, obviously is up to them. Mm-hmm. Most do.
Great. And for those listening, if you're not sure, Swiss stands for our Student Wellbeing and Inclusivity Service that we offer here at the University of Essex. They provide lots of support for a whole range of different students from various kind of backgrounds and situations. And the information's available on our website as well for you to contact them if you have any questions. I just wondered, for students, like refugee students, when they come to applying for these funds, I know you mentioned the refugee bursary is paid in May, is that correct?
That is correct.
For the Sanctuary, University of Sanctuary Scholarship, when is that paid, and kind of when would you recommend, I guess, for students to apply for that? And also, I know that you mentioned it doesn't really matter as much for the refugee bursary,
right.
But any kind of tips, I guess, on the application process?
Well, the Sanctuary Scholarship is interesting. I don't handle it, but I did speak to my colleague at length about it because I knew I was doing this podcast. So it's basically open for people that start in October and also start in January. So it covers those two bases. Anyone that's been granted UK asylum status or discretionary limited leave to remain as a result of an asylum application, or those with humanitarian protection. My understanding is, in terms of the cut-off for 23-24 was actually on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously looking forward next year, it will be this time next year. So get the applications in when they open. All that information is on the website. Probably at the start of term, that will probably occur. My understanding is that the payments are split into four. But I think because it's such a well-respected scholarship, I think that is fairly flexible. And I think it's flexible in terms of payments, how you get payments, whether it's payments direct to accommodation or whether it's payments direct to cover your other bills or whatever it is. I think there's a fair amount of flexibility in that. So that's very much a one-to-one decision between the student and the awardee, who I think in this case is the Vice-Chancellor. So.
Great, thank you so much. And just, I'm not quite sure when these episodes were going live,
sure.
So kind of around the end of June, is that about correct, for when the applications tend to close, like mid to end June?
Yeah, this was the 31st of June at midnight. I think this the fund shut. So I think the universities tend to keep things quite the same in many respects. I'm sure this time next year will be exactly the same. So
great, thank you so much. I think that's kind of most of the questions I have to ask you about all the different funding processes.
Yeah.
But it's really nice to hear that we've got a few specific kind of scholarships and bursaries in place for refugee students. So hopefully if there's anyone that knows of anyone or is a refugee student themselves, knowing that we've got these processes and kind of financial support packages,
sure,
in place for them, that they know that this is available for them, and hopefully today this episode has helped them to kind of learn a little bit more about it and how to go about applying for it. But all of this information can be found on our website.
Absolutely.
As well. So if you head to www.essex.ac.uk and if you search up for any of these different scholarships or bursaries on the fees and funding page, then all of that will be available for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last thing I would say is that the email address for us at the Fees and Funding is funding@essex.ac.uk. So we're always very happy to receive any questions on that. And we can actually be direct phoned on 01206 874636. And again, that will put you in touch with the people that you need to be put in touch with. So as I say, there's a lot of resources out there. One of the difficult things is to find out exactly what you're after. So it does take time.
Great. Thank you so much. And just to confirm that any student that hasn't quite got to Essex yet or is maybe kind of thinking about making those next steps, the email address and the phone number you're still absolutely welcome to contact, and they will be able to answer any questions that you have or signpost you where to find out more information. Thank you so much, Paul, for coming along today and taking part in this episode with me. It's been really great to hear about these different financial packages that we've got available for refugee students, and the processes and everything to do with it, basically. So thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Again, if you want to find out any more about this, if you head to www.essex.ac.uk and search for fees and funding whilst you're on there. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you want to listen to more, our previous episodes are available on the playlist, and you can keep an eye out for new releases by making sure you're a registered listener. Please email us on outreach@essex.ac.uk to find out more. We've recently launched a variety of fantastic online courses for students to support their transition, independence, and a variety of skills at such an important time in their lives. Made up of short videos, interactive activities and resources, the modules aim to provide students with the confidence to succeed. Our courses include the Further Studies Preparation Programme for students in years 10 to 11, University Preparation Programme for students in year 12 to 13, and Essex Preparation Programme for those about to embark on their journey here at Essex. Head to essex.ac.uk/schools-and-colleges to enrol today. Thanks again, and don't forget to share the episode with your family, friends and colleagues.
The University of Essex Podcast. Research, experience and information.